Okay.
There's a reason why there's nobody in Washington at that time.
Miscellaneous items, 10A, staff reports. Tim.
Quick update for the board. We received notification this week that Ed Hoffman will be leaving Veris at the end of July.
Interesting.
No word on where he's going at this point, but right now we're working on figuring out who is going to be taking on that consulting relationship for Cicera. I'll be down in the El Segundo office meeting with the proposed candidate, who's Eileen Neal, next week. Eileen has been in the public plan industry for probably over 30 years now, so she's very experienced in the space. She came over from Wilshire to Veris about 2 years ago. So. She will be at the second June meeting, and Ed will be here for the next 2 months, so we'll have some time for transition.
Okay. Wow, that's a surprise.
Yeah. I should have actually made this comment when he was here, but those of us that didn't get a chance to see Ed's presentation at Sackers, he did just an excellent job. I mean, he's just, I always admire people that are so good and as extemporaneous speakers that they could do that stuff off the top of their head, and Ed did a wonderful job. In fact, I was thinking to myself, I'm glad he works for us. So I'm really pleased to hear that he's no longer
right. Saying.
Somebody else thought the same thing.
Life is fleeting, Jerry.
Is it possible to get that presentation for the board?
I have no idea. Probably, but it's...
It was really good. It would be nice to be able to get the PowerPoint on that. And or if they video, I don't know if they videotape them or not.
I think video will be nice,
It's a fairly lengthy, I mean, it's well, it's an hour.
4 days.
That's okay. No, 4 days. Yeah, no, it's an hour, but he just really knows his stuff. Or he had me fooled.
Apparently.
All right. So on to 10B, outside professionals. Oh. Go ahead. Back to 10A.
Just a couple of quick things. One, we are proceeding on schedule with the with our new office location to move the beginning of September. We're still working through some things with the boardroom, but I think we'll still be somewhat close to schedule on the boardroom as well. So that's moving along. And also, I did want to mention that the Board of Supervisors did reappoint Scott Gordon.
Yeah.
Hey. Yes,
that's right.
Glutton for punishment, huh?
Yeah, glutton for punishment.
And I did want to acknowledge Jerry Tellis for all of his years of service on the Cicera board. I've appreciated personally working with you, and I think I wish you well in the future.
Thank you.
And so Louie's going to be moving into Jerry's slot. Mike Sloan will be moving into Louie's spot. Mm-hmm. And Donald Finley will be in Gabe Rodriguez's old chair over there.
Hmm. Just getting used to the space over there.
Double wide.
He's all spread out. You're going to have to scrunch. You have a meeting. The next meeting, you can start to transition, and then he'll be here the first July.
It'll be hard.
So there's no outside professionals here for 10B. So 10C trustee comments, and I'd like to start by recognizing Jerry and offering this token of appreciation from Cicera to you, commemorating your long service. You've been a great advocate for the system. You've been a great steward, both on the administrative side, the investment side. You were always very active on the investment side, keeping our people honest. And we were well served by you. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Just a few minutes of stuff that I'd like to talk about. First of all, I really have enjoyed it. It's been a long road. A couple of things that I'm really, really proud of. Thank you, babe. I might need it. A couple of things I'm really, really proud of is one is when I was chair, we voted to become independent employers. And I think that was probably the hugest move that this group made. And I was very thankful that we did it. I really thank Jerry for his support during that time, because a lot of times Jerry and I are on the opposite end of issues. But on that one, we were pretty much together. And it was great to have your support, and I haven't forgotten that, and it'll be something that I'll always remember. The other issue was depooling. I was glad that we depooled. I thought that was an issue that was important. I will acknowledge that when I started, we were at 3.5 bill. Now we're at almost 8.5 bill, somewhere right around there. That's a huge increase over the 15 years. I was glad to see that. A couple of people that have been near and dear to me in this organization and have helped me a lot. Number one, it's been you, Luz, that has been keeping track of how I travel, what goes on, making sure I get it in on time, making sure my money comes back to me when I turn in my chips. You've just been excellent and always checking up on me. Are you going to go? Do you want to go? What's going on? You know. And you've been a lifesaver in that department, and I'm really thankful for your help. I'm really thankful for your knowledge, and I just wanted to make a personal plea to you along those lines. So thank you very much for your time with me. The second came along later on, and I truly appreciate this woman. She has tackled issues that were important to beneficiaries in the system. She had gone out of her way to make sure that they got their compensations when it was necessary. And the most recent was, Christine, when you chased down that beneficiary's request for a daughter who was disabled and wanted her benefits to go to the daughter, and we couldn't get verification for it because she was out of state. Somehow, some way, with Mike Sloan and me bugging you, somehow, some way, you were able to get that through and have it happen. And I really appreciated that. And that wasn't the only issue. You've served several things for me as a trustee and for the beneficiaries. So I really appreciated that. And I think you're a wonderful, wonderful employee. We're lucky to have you. Gail, I know you know how lucky you are, because I know you've handed her a lot of, I would say it, but you've handed her a lot of stuff, and she's come through for you time and again. And so really appreciative of that. I'm surprised at this. Thank you so much. It'll sit on my desk. It'll always remind me. It's been a lot of years, 15 years. I've seen the board completely change. Everybody on this board is new since I came. The oldest is John, and John and I go back, and Jerry, we both came out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we go back a long ways. But I think this board is in good hands. It's got good staff, and it's got good financial staff as well, and you know, Karen keeps us going, so you know, we're in good hands. I wish you all luck down the road. I'm sure we will continue to do well, and I'm sure the beneficiaries will be happy to get their check on the first of every month, as I am. So thank you very much.
Any other trustee comments? Well, I think we should adjourn this meeting in celebration of your service to CICERA.
Thank you.
Glad you didn't say in memory of
it. Yeah. Yeah. That was close.
He admonished me when Gabe left. So. I don't make motions much, but I move that we move in celebration of Jerry's retirement.
Okay. Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, abstain. Motion passes. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
So we have